Welcome to Life Transitions. This is Anira Sharma. My guest for today is Ms. Loretta Hudson, who is the Nutrition Director at the Washita Council on Aging. Hi, Loretta.
Hi, Dr. Sharma.
Loretta, you are a Nutrition Director. So obviously you are working with providing meals to the elderly. What exactly is involved in your job?
Well, Dr. Sharma, my job involves providing nutrition counseling, and education for seniors who are 60 and older. We have a program called our Meals on Wheels program, and this program is designed for seniors who are homebound and unable to leave their home. So we provide 5 days a week nutritious meals for these seniors who are homebound.
Sounds like you're providing more than meals to them because someone is actually going to their place to deliver those meals.
Absolutely, Dr. Sharma. We have our drivers who go in, and really sometimes that may be the only contact they may have during the day is that driver. So that driver is very instrumental in a contact face-to-face and just having an interaction with that participant. So we also have a telephoning service where we actually call in and check on them as well. So we are providing a feeling of security also as well as a meal, but a sense of them, you know, having an engagement or having some type of contact with someone else.
So do most of these people live alone?
Yes, that is one of the requirements of the Meals on Wheels program, because the homebound actually means that they're not able to leave and they live by themselves alone, so there's no one there that can help them to prepare a meal. And those are one of the requirements of that particular program.
You provide them meals on 5 days a week. What about the weekends?
On the weekends, we're fortunate enough to have our community to come behind us and supplement those meals. There are churches and community organizations that will provide meals on the weekend for those participants.
What are the other kinds of programs that you offer?
Well, we have a variety of the programs. We have the congregate program is exactly what it sounds like. We have a dining site where we have the seniors 60 and older, and they come to the dining site to congregate and socialize. We provide a hot meal 5 days a week at the dining site, and there are activities that they can engage in, such as bingo, and we have hymn singing. We also have theme days where if it's a volunteer day or if it's any type of Mardi Gras or just themes that holidays or whatever, we celebrate those. We have birthday cakes where we give them birthday cake for their birthday. There are a plethora of things that we do. We have ceramic classes. We have cards and canasta that they can play. We also have a dietitian and nutritionist who can actually do a profile on them and teach them the nutritious way to eat, how they can schedule an exercise class along with the meals, and they can combat some diseases that they're chronically diseased that they're suffering with, like diabetes and high blood pressure. So we have a dietitian that comes in and actually does a profile that will help them with healthier eating.
That's a lot of services that you're offering along with a meal.
Absolutely. And we pride ourselves because as time gets by, our seniors are living longer. We're having more and more seniors who are coming into the community, people who are retiring. And the U.S. Census has predicted by the year 2025, seniors will have doubled in number. And that's kind of an alarming, but it's also a welcoming thought to know that these services can provide things that will promote long, healthy lives.
Do you think they will come for these services if you did not provide a meal?
I believe they would, because we have a lot of activities that they can participate in besides the meal. We have a podiatrist who comes and does foot care. We have a art class, if they're interested in, where they can actually participate. We have a ceramics class where they could actually come in and do ceramics and painting. We have safe driving that's offered by the AARP. We're a Medicaid center to where if someone is interested in applying for Medicaid, we are trained counselors and we offer that service as well. There are a plethora of services that I could go on, and I know we don't have that much time, but if they're interested, they can always call the Washita Council on Aging at 2407 Ferrand Street in Monroe, and we'll be happy to discuss and give you a tour of the building and tell you any of the services that we offer.
Do you provide services such as transportation also?
Yes, we do. That's it's non-emergency medical transportation that we provide to our seniors, and we offer that on a come-as-needed basis. Most of the seniors will call in, and if they have a doctor's appointment or if they have dialysis or the cancer center, but it's only in the Washita Parish and surrounding areas that we transport our seniors.
Anything else that you would like to add to the services that you have already discussed, which is, as you pointed out, a plethora of them?
Yes, we do have, I want to note that we do have legal aid, that if seniors may have some type of legal problem, they can call in. And all of these services are free of charge. I would like to reiterate that there, even though there are a lot of services, we don't charge, but we ask for donations or contributions for those services. And it's a very minimal contribution.
Loretta, how do people sign up for these services and for the meals?
Well, for the Meals on Wheels, we have an outreach worker that goes out into the community. You call in and you tell them, you know, what you may be interested in. Oftentimes we have family members come in and they said, well, my mom is retired, or I just want to get her involved in something. So we have an outreach worker who goes out into the community and does a state-mandated assessment. From that point, you are determined whether you are eligible for the Meals on Wheels or the Congregate Meals or whatever would fit the most, or whatever link of services that person may need.
Do you also do fundraising for these meals?
Yes, and I'm glad you said that, because without the fundraisers and the contributions that the community provide, it would be very difficult to continue the services that we have. Our biggest fundraiser is the Shindig, what we just had this past month on the 23rd. It is designated for our Meals on Wheels program. We have the community come together and we sell tickets and tables and we have a good time. The purpose of it is providing meals and to continue the program, to put money back into the program. We also have a fall fundraiser, which is our annual bazaar, where we have arts and crafts. The community can come in, and if you have a business or organization that you want to buy $25 to rent a table and bring your merchandise, and we have the community. It's a great time. We have the community and their children come by, and there's food. We have our old-fashioned gumbo and sandwiches that we serve. We have a great time, and we realize too, even though we have a great time, it's a great purpose that we're serving our seniors.
And I understand you accept sponsorships also.
Yes, we do have a sponsorship for the Meals on Wheels. If you're interested, you can contact the agency and you can sponsor a senior for Meals on Wheels for as little as $100 a month. That will feed a senior for 1 month.
And people can adopt a senior for a whole year, $1,200.
Yes, you can adopt a senior for a whole year, and that's the same as a sponsorship. And we welcome any and all contributions and interest. And if you'd also like to volunteer, we welcome that as well.
So you're giving to the community and also asking help from the community.
Absolutely. We feel that we provide a very needed service. As I said before, most of these seniors want to live in their home, continue living in their home. And the next step would be long-term care, which would be nursing home placement. And most of our seniors want to live out their lives vital and healthy and strong as possible in their own homes. So we provide the services that would allow them to live in their own home with dignity and continue their life, you know, as they would.
Thank you so much. This is Anita Sharma. My guest for today was Loretta Hudson, who is the Nutrition Director at the Washita Council on Aging.